The talk of a fool is a rod for their backs, but the words of the wise keep them out of trouble. You know, do you know people that will say bad things to people? And I'll tell you something that really gets under the skin of a fool. I remember one time whenever I was a young man, and we were probably seniors in high school. Some of the guys had went off to the local town next door, 20, 30 miles away, and bought two or three cases of beer. Now, I never drank that stuff, but some of them did. Most of those boys, I think every one of them that night, had several cans of beer but me, and they got to talking stupid. And so they wanted to go to a dance they were having out at one of the little buildings there close to Gold's Lake where we lived. So we all went out there. And one of the young boys that I was with, I never knew him to be a fighter at all. Never. He never had a fight in high school that I knew of. But that night while we were out there, he got to making some statements to one of the other guys from another town about his girl, his girlfriend. And he was drinking also. And in a few minutes, those two boys were in such a battle of slinging fists, fighting, I couldn't believe the stupid things that comes out of their mouth. And that night, after that fight was over, we had to take our friend to the little town where we live, which is about 5 or 6 miles away, and we had to call the local doctor, and he had to come down and wash him up and cut and sew up a bunch of cuts he had all over his body where he had been cut. His eyes were cut open where they'd been hit with fists, you know, and all kinds of stuff. And I sat there and thought to myself, you know, this is stupid. This is absolutely stupid. You know, when these guys are under the influence of alcohol, the talk of a fool, that's what they became that night. The talk of fools is a rod for their backs. Only he didn't just get it in the back. He got it in the face and everywhere else. But the words of the wise keep them out of trouble. Now then, you can't be a wise person and drink alcohol. You know, if you drink that stuff, it's going to cause you, nearly everybody that drinks it drinks to excess. And when they drink to excess, they make statements and do things they would never do in their right mind. Or they go out and drive their car and kill somebody. You know, I know. I had a sister and a friend of hers. My sister had been married about 5 years and had 3 boys. And her girlfriend had been married about 5 or 6 years and had 3 little girls. And they were out on the road there coming into Gold's Lake where we lived. And a carload of drunks. As far as I know, my sister and her friend never drink a drop in their life, as far as I know. And they were both young women. Both their husbands were out of town on business. One of them was a military man. My sister's husband, he was a railroad man, and he was out on a job. And so they went somewhere that night together, and on the way home, they come over a hill, and a carload of drunks passed a truck coming up this hill, this little two-lane road. When they come over the hill, they saw them, so they pulled off in a bar ditch. And when they did, the drunks pulled off, and they hit 50 miles an hour, headlights to headlights. And 4 people in the car of the drunks, one of them got a broke ankle, the rest of them walked away, and my sister and the other girl were instantly killed right there on the site. Totally mutilated their bodies, tore them all to pieces, killed them right there. Isn't that amazing? The words of the wise keep them out of trouble. But some people, you can explain these things to them, and they don't believe you. They're going to go out and do it anyway. You know, it's amazing. An empty stable stays clean. Now then, that's true. An empty stable, of course, a lot of us don't even know what a stable is. We've never had an ox or a horse, so we don't know what a stable is. But I guess you could say that an empty garage, you know, if you got an empty garage, you don't ever park a car in it. You don't ever have to clean out your garage, you know, if it's just there. But if you have a car, and especially if you drive it out in muddy weather, you bring it in and park it in there, it's going to get mud in your garage, or it may leak oil or gas or anything else in your garage, and you may have to clean it out. But this is talking about an animal here, an ox. An empty stable stays clean. In other words, there's nothing in there to mess up the bay. But no income comes from the empty stable.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to have an ox in there sleeping in there at night. And when you take him out to plow with him in the daytime, you got to feed that beast. And then when you bring him back at night, he messes all over the thing and is definitely not clean. Now then, if you've ever worked around a farm like I have, where you had cows and everything, you know exactly what that's talking about, because you've had to clean out the bay or whatever. And it's amazing, these cows and sheep and goats and everything, what's involved. So when you've been a farm boy, a lot of the Word of God, it's real easy to understand what it means. But anyway, it's better to have a stall that's got two or three oxen in it, because that way you can have more income. But it's some work, isn't it? You got to clean them out. Got to clean them out. Okay, next verses. A truthful witness does not lie. We read just here a while back in Proverbs 16. I mean, Six, 16 or something like that. But we read somewhere back in Proverbs where it says that there are six things God hates. No, seven. And one of them was a liar. God hates a liar. Do you want God to hate you? Well, don't be a liar, because if you're a liar, He hates you. Woo! A truthful witness does not lie. A false witness breathes lies. I mean, some people will tell a lie before they will tell the truth, even when the truth would have fit better. And that's what I don't understand about people. But anyway, I want to be around people, again, that are truthful witnesses, people of integrity. A mocker seeks wisdom and never finds it. A mocker. In other words, who is it that controls the wisdom? God. That's exactly right. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives liberally to all without finding fault. But when you ask, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. Now then, if you're a mocker, you won't know enough about God's Word to know how to ask in faith. And if you don't ask in faith, what are you going to get from God? Nothing. That's exactly right. Nothing. So if you're a mocker and you seek wisdom, you will never find it, because God is the one that controls wisdom. Now then, it took me a long time to figure out what wisdom was. But wisdom is knowing what to do with the knowledge you have. Lots of people have knowledge about a lot of things, but they don't know how to use the knowledge they have. And so you can take a man that has a PhD and he never has a good enough job to make a living. Have you ever known people like that? I have. I've known people that went to school for 8 or 10 years, had a PhD, and couldn't hold a job. You know what I mean? I've seen people like that. You know what's wrong? They have no wisdom. They don't know. They have never attached themselves or tied into God. And when they tie themselves into God and start studying His Word, then He will reveal themselves to them, and as they ask Him for wisdom, He will give them the wisdom they need. And now the knowledge they have, they'll be able to take it and go and do great and wonderful things in life, because God's in control. And if you don't serve Him, He won't give you that wisdom. So that's where it comes from. A mocker seeks wisdom and never finds it, but knowledge comes easily to those with understanding. Again, where does understanding come from? From God, from the Word. You get in it and you can learn how to do anything and everything. I think about Dave the other night on this new computer machine we got. We just paid a lot of money for a new robot-controlled machine that loads CDs and DVDs into the duplicator. And so you can... But several hundred, it says 900. We found out they lied a little. It won't quite hold 900. It's a little short, but it will hold about 850. But that's not 900. That's what they say. You can put those on there, and it will load them. and burn them and take them out and put them in a stack and then get some more and put them in there. Do it all automatic. And Dave already has figured out how to add additional drives to it and make it do more. Isn't he something? Now then, where does he get all that knowledge and wisdom? He serves God, of course. And God gives him the depth of that understanding about computers so he can make them do things. He said, come here, Pastor, I want to show you something. I went back there, and the external drive that we have to make our CDs and DVDs off of our programs from the computer, he had taken it off and mounted it up there and found out how to tie it in and make it work. And now it finds this one, and now then instead of making 7 at a time, it makes 8. So he said, if I put 2 more on there, we'll get 10. I said, isn't that amazing? He's already figured out how to make it do all that stuff. You know, so, I mean, now where does wisdom come from? From God. What's impossible if you're in that book like he is? Nothing. God will give you that kind of wisdom and knowledge to do those kind of things. So, actually, that's why we can take the scripture when Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So what is hard for us as Christians shouldn't be nothing. We should be able to seek our King, which all the secrets of the treasures of knowledge and wisdom are hidden in Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. And where is that mystery of Christ? In you. It's in you. So it's already there. All we got to do is talk to Him, and He will reveal Himself to us, and we will learn how to do those things. Now then, knowledge comes easily to those with understanding. And that's where Dave was. He's got that understanding, and that knowledge comes to him, and he learns how to do these things, and just amazing what he can make those computers do. But just like Phil, you know, whenever Phil first started working with computers and everything, and the closer he got with God, the more he studied the Word, the greater his knowledge began to become. Of course, he had Dave to talk to when he came to computers, and between the two of them, Phil has really learned how to do some great things. He's learning how to do great things.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.